In the past 3 years, Duke Energy Renewables has built about 100 megawatts of solar projects across the U.S., or about a third the amount of your typical coal plant. The company plans another 5-megawatt project in eastern North Carolina in January. This doesn't include renewable projects by other Duke companies, for instance, the utilities that provide most of us power in North Carolina. Duke Energy Renewables President Greg Wolf says he's bullish on the right renewables in states that have the right resources.
We're advocates for renewable energy, but we're not green zealots, right? We're really in this business because there's a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you kind of think of as the prospects for solar moving forward?
We expect a lot of growth and, you know, bright futures for solar going forward. The technology is going to continue to get better. And, you know, for us, it's an interesting business opportunity to invest and earn an attractive return.
One of the things is we've seen the cost kind of really, really lower in the last few years. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yeah, we've been really building projects for 5 years. And during that time frame, the cost of building a solar project, a utility-scale solar project, has really been cut in half and even a little bit more than half. The price that we're charging today, if you will, is probably less than half what we were charging 3-4 years ago as well. But you know, it also, you look and the panels themselves, just the fundamental chemistry, if you will, has gotten more efficient to be able to capture the sunlight better, and therefore you're getting more production not throughout the day and at any one given time.
So in places like California, for instance, right, I mean, their renewable requirements means that they're trying to hit 30% by, 2025 or something?
Yeah, it's interesting. They've come out and said, you know, 33% by 2025. But they've even recently clarified that 33% to them is a floor, not a goal. And they're talking about maybe as much as 40%.
I mean, do you feel like that is doable at this point?
It is doable. I think it's not riskless, but I think California is going in with their eyes wide open. They're trying to learn from other areas of the country and really world that have made significant investments, maybe Europe. So I think the fact that folks are aware that it's not the same as what we've done for 100 years, but it's still very doable.
What are kind of the risks?
I mean, in simple terms, solar panels are very cost-effective, getting more so, and produce, you know, zero emission, great electricity, same as anything else all day long. At night, you can't use solar panels to produce electricity. So the quick answer is you've got to have a solution in total for your customers that provides electricity that they are looking for 24 hours a day.
So how do you do that?
I think a balanced portfolio is like definitely the first lever. So, you know, having other generation sources in a company's disposal certainly still makes sense, and we believe will make sense for years to come. I think energy storage will be a second tool that will be used more and more. And then, you know, on-site generation is something that's getting a lot of attention. Natural gas or other sources, those are still generally much higher cost, but are areas that people are certainly exploring to see if that makes sense.
If it's feasible, you know, for an enormous state like California to hit, you know, a third of its goals through renewables, what does that say to you about North Carolina's goal?
Well, I think each state really probably needs to have a goal that is sort of commensurate with their resources. And then I think for North Carolina, I think we've got to be cognizant that we've got an embedded set of generation, largely owned by Duke Energy Carolinas, that is fairly low cost, fairly efficient, and it really should be utilized. So I think, again, having the renewables grow makes sense, but it still needs to be just a piece of the overall mix.
When you look at like the long-range planning docs for, you know, Duke Energy Carolinas or even the joint plan between, you know, between Duke Energy Carolinas and Progress, you know, you're talking about a growth in renewables of, you know, between like 2 and 4% over the next, you know, 15 years. I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, I think each state has their process for figuring new technology additions, and the prices on solar have come down so rapidly that even that process, I think, has a little bit of a lag in its calculation. And so I would expect that our team will begin to feather more renewable energy into the mix, largely solar. So I do expect it to grow. It'll, you know, in a sense, off of a low base, it's going to grow rapidly. But still, in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be, you know, less than 10% of the mix, I think, for the foreseeable future.